I'm the Mr. Mark Show DJ radio answer man, and late night 1 a.m. disc jockey Joe Limbus heard about General Noriega's voodoo room, where Brazilian witch doctors used a bucket of real blood and chicken feathers from an ostrich to protect the general from evil spirits, and that American secret weapon, which is a rolling assault vehicle that sprays an artificial sweetener so dangerous that even crack Panamanian dope gangs can't stand it. It numbs the nerve endings and turns the unfortunate victim into a high IQ Omega Man, man of the future with the psychic powers that make him useful to American generals, seeking the elusive dictator. You can join the high IQ Omega Men in their orbiting research satellite, where the giant Overmind broadcasts sex messages directly into human minds so advertisers don't have to. Attention, we have an advertisement we have to do. This Christmas, get a grip on life and have a long, hard look at yourself, learn the ins and outs of product management, where the thrust of achievement is matched by a release of yield output. You can get pictures of resource management if you're an adult over age 11 and have no juvenile felony convictions. I'm Mr. Mark. Hey, gang. Wake up and go to sleep. By that we mean get a good night's sleep on a good mattress. And what kind of mattress is good, the right kind for you? If your back is healthy and strong, you need an extra soft beanbag mattress to weaken those tight muscles and get you to relax through gradual bone softening. Or, if your posture is poor, you may require an extra firm orthopedic mattress made firmer with $1 million in reward money, but you don't get a mattress till you spill what you know and turn in that lousy dictator. I know some of you people out there are shielding him. Fess up or we'll turn you over to some of those angry Latin American politicians. And they'll crawl over to you on their bellies and gum your leg. Well, I'm the music playing disc jockey announcer with the last word on ousted dictator Manuel Noriega. Where is he? In a red suit, he's disguised as Santa outside the UN building in New York. New York politicians have spotted him as his beard keeps falling off, but they haven't turned him in yet because they're already millionaires, if you know what I mean. You can learn to be a New York politician at the Lehigh Valley Business School. Learn the ins and outs of the corporate couch where the vice president turns out to be a porno tycoon. He's selling real vice. And you're the undercover law enforcement cop who's got to sneak a look at the pictures and get back to the station house on time. But I've got to break away and read the weather. The next wave of cold Canadian air is due in the area tomorrow, and this front is even colder, where quite a large mass of Arctic air has frozen into a mile-wide solid block and is falling out of the upper atmosphere, smashing into the Allentown area tomorrow morning. But don't worry. Allentown residents should not evacuate, as there is no time and officials don't want to see a traffic jam. Just stay in your houses and pray. Make peace with your maker for all the bad things you've done. And maybe, just maybe, a warlike Martian will take pity on our dying race and blast the falling block with a heat ray to change it into a falling rain of peace. Attention, local residents. Don't drink the falling rain of peace. Don't let it fall onto your lawn, car, or house. The falling rain of peace makes a good weed killer, though, and your dying Aunt Martha will go quicker because it looks and smells like ordinary poison tea. We'll have the Christmas format coming up soon. I'm Mr. Mark, your voice of reason. Get this. Hey, folks. Dear Mr. Mark, You were wrong, wrong, wrong last Christmas when you compared the true meaning of Christmas to a little boy's lost mitten and how when he strayed into the world to find it, he was brought back to the fold by a shepherd who was later expected to stuff his shirt with a pillow and go out dressed as Santa Claus for charity. And when he did, a guy knocked him on top of the head and tried to rob him. But that robber guy didn't know that this particular good shepherd had those heavenly powers of magic. And putting aside the force of violence, he used only the powers of love and used it to blast that robber off the side of an Allentown dairy. And he landed on a dog food cannery so hard, all the union employees dropped their on-strike picket signs and got fined $5 by the safety office. The story of Christmas, distorted by greed, at this hour. Signed, Florence. Dear listener, thanks for your Answer Man question. The true story of Christmas is as follows. Once upon a time, a beautiful baby girl named Mary was born in a stable, and she saved the country from the Roman guard and was killed by a pope who rewrote the story to give himself the lead. Now, in this pope version, they nail him to a cross, and he is so tough, it doesn't bother him much. He comes back from the dead a couple of days later and beats up the Joker, a pointy-eared character played by veteran actor Jack Nicholson, who wined and dined the brutal Manuel Noriega in his Los Angeles home, and then trapped him through treachery in the wine cellar, where Noriega trained over 3,500 live rats to obey his voice commands and attack and eat the President of the United States when he came and unlocked that door. What happened next? Well, everybody knows that Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega likes dictator Manuel Noriega only because of their names with the rhyme. He feels it could be commercial. You can write to Ortega and ask him how the Answer Man radio story ends. Me, I've got to go and fulfill my legal obligations. The Mr. Mark Show is brought to you by Private Action. Hello and welcome. Glad you tuned in. Say, campus police are swarming all over the studio since the theft was reported of our one-of-a-kind New Age ammonite crystal, source of our transmitting power, which looks just like an ordinary diamond the size of a glass doorknob. The crystal is able to harness the power of high-frequency magnetic waves and compress them into music and spot announcements. So no disc jockeys are needed, and we've been trying to get rid of that crystal ever since. Say no to automatic radio run by machines. This radio station is run by a lot of disgruntled misfits and nobodies bent on expressing their own inner thoughts and feelings to a disinterested audience of cheapskates and thieves. This Christmas, say no to automatic radio and listen instead to your Yule log, symbolized by the human disc jockey into a nightmarish quilt of fear and fantasy. Anyway, attention kids. Every year, kids want to know about Santa Claus. Does he really buy and sell human beings? And is that where babies come from? Well, your old pal Mr. Mark is here to tell you that there's a lot more in Santa's sack than just a lot of newborn babies on the way to some tenement building. There's also the Tooth Fairy, who's trying to get out because he can't breathe so good in there. The Easter Bunny, who is just this irritable, brooding character bent on vengeance. And a Halloween goblin who devoured all the others. I'm Mr. Mark, your realistic Christmas radio guy. Well, folks, I'm the holiday music-playing Christmas radio guy here on the Mr. Mark Show, and we have an army hat with a picture of a palm tree on it that once belonged to the fallen dictator Noriega, a ruined man, once a movie star, later a nightclub band leader in South America, trying to forget his old flame. who walks into his joint. Of all the beer halls and all the cities of the world, she has to walk in there. She wants to hear one of the old songs. So she checks out of that gin mill and listens to the Mr. Mark show on her car radio, but I can't talk about that right now. Later in the service, Noriega sees action in the jungles of Panama, where he has built quite a large adults-only playland for swingers. It has a giant slide and champagne bath filled with real mermaids, and you can go there on your next vacation. Remember, in Rio, summer comes in winter, and their warm season is right now. Experience La Carnival in Rio with real snake women. Cursed by an ancient god, the snake women can read your mind and will sock you so hard if they catch you. Anyway, later, installed as dictator, Noriega outlaws Christmas and institutes a new holiday named after himself, Pineapple Day, in which live hand grenades that look just like him are painted with gay colors and hidden in factories and kindergartens. Thank gosh. Those Panamanian hand grenades don't explode, but if you open them up, there's a picture of an explosion inside each one. You can open it up and look at the picture and think about the general. He's dressed as a frosty snowman in front of the local rescue mission, where over 4 tons of plowed Allentown snow have been dumped on him by mistake. He has declared from inside there that he is king of the snow pile. Meanwhile, the president, still on board the secret jet airplane that never lands. Everybody knows about the secret jet airplane. It never touches down for refueling. This giant aircraft contains its own oil refinery and experimental farm donated by Rodale. The experimental farm is efficient, it's eco-safe, and those vegetables, as an added advantage, are over 12 feet tall. You can ride on that secret plane if you pick up the phone and turn in the general. The Mr. Mark Show taking a sharp turn at this hour.